A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 20th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's appeal for humanitarian crisis amidst criticism of President Robert Mugabe, who has been traveling to many foreign crises, many foreign countries, despite the deepening crisis in Zimbabwe caused by flooding.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's foreign trips, even as the country's humanitarian crisis worsens, mostly because of donor fatigue.
Government today launched an international appeal for $200 million in aid to repair the country's infrastructure, which was damaged by floods. The floods have been declared a national disaster after killing 271 people and left about 2,000 people homeless and displaced around 900 people. In a meeting with foreign diplomats accredited to Zimbabwe, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa said preliminary estimates indicate that the country will need between $188 million to $200 million.
In a separate appeal, Harare has so far raised only $14.5 million of the $100 million needed to help the flood victims and also repair infrastructure. This is according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA. Despite the growing crisis, President Mugabe has not halted his much-criticized foreign trips, said to be draining the country's fiscal. In 19 days, Mr. Mugabe has traveled to four different countries. Gibbs.
In his appeal, Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko said, quote, "The destruction is so massive. Schools have been destroyed, bridges, roads destroyed, lives, quite a number of people have died, and quite a number of diseases are coming up. We are appealing for your assistance," end quote. So to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Don't forget that we're live streaming right now. So follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Yeah, point.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya ye dambudziko rema fasha muemvura. Vanhu vakawanda kunana Cholocho, kunana Masvingo nedzimwe nzvimbo vakasara vasina pekugara, vasina zvekudya, uye zvipfuyo zviri kufa, hanzi zviri kunyura madhaka zvotadza kubuda. Nekudaro vanhu vakatarisana nedambudziko rekushaya zvekudya nepekugara. Uye kana kwaitawo mvura kudai, pane dambudziko remalaria. Nenyaya yekuti humutu unenge wakazara, nekudaro rimwe dambudziko rinogona kuuya pakashayikawo mvura yakachena, zvimwe zvirwere zvakaita sana cholera na typhoid nezvimwe zvinogona kukonzera matambudziko. Asi vamwe vari kuti dai mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vambogarawo pasi vamboona kuti dambudziko iri ragadziriswa, nekuti pose pavanobuda kunze zvinodyira nyika mari yakawanda. Asi vanotsigira vaMugabe vari kuti aiwa, vaMugabe mutungamiri wenyika, nekudaro vane kodzero. Vari kuti entitlement, is entitled to that. Vanokwanisa kubuda kunze vachiti foreign affairs is not cheap. Nekudaro kana muchida kuti mudyidzane nedzimwe nyika, munhu panofanira kutoti pabude mari.
Ivambe zuro kandava ndingakohle kuti sikuFacebook siya live stream akona manje, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. So ke lifake khonapho ke imlazelo yenu sabe siyibala khonapha. So udave kutwini lamhlanje sixoxa ngakhona kokucelwa iZimbabwe icela i $200 million ebantwini nje umhlaba wonke jikelele. bafuna ukuthi bancedise abantu abalemizi yadilizwa lizulu. So ngokukhuluma kwamnumzana uphelekezela Mpoko, yena ngumsekeli kamongameli, uthe ongani kutshaya kakhulu inhliziyo yokuthi le mkhuhlane ilakuthi qhamuke ngoba abantu abalandawo enhle yokuthi bathole khona amanzi. Kuzobuya-ke amabhiliji konke ukuthi kuzima adilika okumangalisayo, isikolo zadilika, kuzobuya lalokhu lalokhu, ungazi uthalaza usiya ngaphi, konke kudilikile. So-ke bacela imali $200 million, singathi-ke iZimbabwe yacela enye $100 million kodwa bathola $14 million. Khona manje bazuza malini? Kodwa ongani kuyahlupha kakhulu ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe uyaphuma nje uyezokuthiwa sengaphi ngaphi. Sikhuluma-ke Blessing ungaphi? Use-Mauritius, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So abantu bathi kathi udingani khona ngale. So kunjalo point.
Mm-hmm. I think we have our first guest that is human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you today?
We are doing great. Of course, we are talking about this humanitarian disaster. And you also led a delegation as a researcher for Human Rights Watch to investigate what was happening to the Tokwe Mkosi flood victims, and it appears history is repeating itself. Tell us about your experience then.
Absolutely, and it is heartbreaking. At the time at Tokwe Mkosi, the flood victims, together with my fellow researchers, we spent about a week among the flood victims, sleeping in the tents under the stars and eating the rations that they were receiving. And we saw firsthand the failure by the government of Zimbabwe to provide for their own people. We had, you know, heart-rending testimonies from Tokwe Mkosi flood victims, people crying that they were being treated as second-class citizens in their own country. And we also witnessed the callousness and greed on the part of some government officials who were diverting the little aid that was meant to come to these flood victims. So it was a range of broken promises and some of the most heinous abuses that the 20,000 flood victims faced, and they were not properly resettled. And it appeared senior government officials did not really care about the plight of these people, but were more focused on what they could get in terms of donations out of it. And yet, and this is also significant, Blessing, when we interacted with some of the donors, they were quite skeptical and suspicious about the question of trust and accountability on the part of the government of Zimbabwe, to say, if they give aid to the government of Zimbabwe, they were unsure whether that aid would in fact reach the intended beneficiaries on the ground. And this was borne out in reality because some of the donations, there were groups that were donating tents. There was a tent box from the UK and others. And those tents ended up being sold on the black market in Mashingo, at Ngundu, and elsewhere. Other companies donated, well-wishers donated packs of maize meal and other things. And those food hampers ended up on the market at Ngundu and Mashingo in Chirenze and elsewhere. So this is history repeating itself. A government that does not prioritize the needs, the basic needs of its people, a government that is looking at how individuals in it can make money out of the suffering of the majority of Zimbabweans. And it's quite heartbreaking. And when I think of it, really, it's very painful that these are citizens of Zimbabwe. Many of them, if you look at Tokwe Mkosi, they actually, and by their own testimony, voted for ZANU-PF and supported President Mugabe, and yet they were being ill-treated in that manner.
Thank you so much for those of you who are just joining us. Good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the worsening humanitarian crisis in Zimbabwe as a result of flooding and other issues. Gibbs.
Yeah, let's look at some of the messages that we have on Facebook. We've got one message from Sekawandi. Ukhuluma-ke esithi njengoba efika elala emhlanganweni leyo pho-ke unceda ngani? So what he's saying is the president is not helpful at all. He goes to meetings to sleep, so it doesn't, you know, bring any help to Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Freedom Khoza who says usegugile kakhulu bakithi umongameli Robert Mugabe kuyafana lobe khona kumbe engekho akula mehluko ngoba vele akula ncedo mina ngilubona uncedo lwakhe mina ngisola ama ministers akhe icabinet yakhe ayimkhuzi ngani so nxa eyekwa yibo thina post ngathini so all what freedom because I saying here is the president is very old so he says at the end of the day whether he's there or not you know it doesn't make a difference because at the end of the day even his cabinet is not saying a word about what he does you know when he goes out why are they not telling him not to do that so he says if the cabinet doesn't tell him so nothing can be done you know and then I've got another message from let me see this guy Timon Moyo who says yeah you guys are loud and clear so I will stop there at the moment and then maybe you've got some
vamwe Hilton Morris anoti vamugabe pachao vatori mujeri hakuna mutana akadaro angabvume kufamba such long journeys masubordinates avo anoziva zvakawanda zvakaipa zvavakaita saka havachagone kuti vavati garai pasi a nice lesson to all of us Weston Murombo anoti regai vafambe kusvika vaneta mara vaipedze vachatoisiya iripo Edmond Mavengano anoti chinondirwadza ndechekuti vamugabe ndivo vega president vari ku Mauritius zvinodzoka zvotonyadzisa kuti munhu mukuru akadaro achiri kufamba fambira zvemisangano here kana kuti vangadai vachituma vamwe vakaita sana vazhuwao vaendewo kune vamwe vana vadiki Vimbai Mashiri anoti zvinhu zvese kunyangwe mukapidigura hazvigone kukubatsirai kusvikira musiki ati ndasaina ndosaka Bhaibheri richiti Kristu vakasavaka vavaki vanogona kuvakira pasina then Eddie Chiamba kwanoti pane huchapa panyaya yekushandiswa kwemari shoma yacho iripo mapriorities edu sehurumende haana kumira zvakanaka tinenge tine mumwe mutereri Gibbs
yes bona kuti sinobani lapa ke sino munonzana Sibanda kuna ngale kobulawayo baba Sibanda kunjani
ngiyaphila baba
kunjani kobulawayo mtaweni
hayi kuyakurayithi lamhla kobulawayo
yes so akutsho lapho uthi ubona njani
ubona njani udivorce lawo leZimbabwe la I think it's constitution yethu I-constitution yeZimbabwe akula lizwe elingayekela umuntu oyedwa eyithini control mhlambe I've gone through the constitution akula lapho kukhulunywa konke khona iparliament iyakwanisa ukuthi control i-expenditure of the president akula lapho kubhale khona ukuthi president nxa iphumile uhamba le mali uyayiphindukisa yini ayisayinile yini and then two iZimbabwe is the only country lo president ospenda iholiday yakhe every year outside the country. Akangibona mina president ospenda iholiday kwelinye ilizwe. In three, yinkosi ethi mina iproblem yemgangatho ngamisola but nambona zani kumele siyisole thina ngoba amandla kawalawo yithi esimnikayo out of excitement. Ngakho ngithi mina sizinkulube ezifisa ngamafuthayo. Umgabi nami nginje sengiphila ama-powers lala unlimited and ngingakhodisa sibi ngivunyele ukuthi spend imali ingayi-account for it inkethi nginganazelela umgabi inansi nginama-trips la yindlela yokuhola ithala like yasayithinti yasinangidi ngoba imali ayitholayo kayithethwa kayithini and so forth so inkosi thi ngayiproblemisi like is constitutional so abantu bezimbabwe babakhanda i-constitution bayekela umuntu oyedwa lama-powers unlimited eparliamente zake ngizwe mina kuthiwa umgabi uyakukhosena akuzani pfa ka ngizwe umuntu o-challenge umgabi o-37 years akula muntu okwamchallenge ngakho-ke nti mina sizingulube ezikhazinga ngamaphuthayo asikholiseni singagompheni yitho esinika ama-powers lawo
pho-ke kumele kwenziweni nxa kunjalo
hayi kuzafika isikhathi lapha olutsha lolu nxazo luzile ubuhlungu akheni imagini efinsago kubenathingini kubele-birthday party yakhe kodwa ama-amadokotela ku-strike okwakubona ngapho ukuthi khona umuntu yacelebrate abantwana abantu besifo esibhedlela so kukhona kuyatshengisa ukuthi khona ngumuntu ozikholiselayo amandla awaphiwa ngabantu bezimbabwe ukuthi kholisa baba mgabi akula ndaba wena nguwo okumele ukholise ngoba nguwo walweli ilizwe leli ngakho-ke ndisithi mina hhayi sinjengengulube ezikhanze ngamafuthayo kungafika kisikhathi laba abazalwayo abazala ukuthi enough is enough but every moment
That was Mr. Spanda in Bulawayo. So he says the problem is with the Zimbabwe Constitution. Mm-hmm. Says there's no clause that actually says Parliament can control the President's spending or foreign trips.
Mm-hmm.
So he says if he was in the same position, he would spend as much, you know,
mm-hmm.
because that's a sweet kind of position.
Mm-hmm.
And so spend. And the Constitution does not say if he carries money outside the country, he cannot bring anything back or can bring anything back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all up to him. And he says at the end of the day, it's a question of people of Zimbabwe. They are the ones that crafted the Constitution and mm-hmm. have to do something about it. So he says he has never had anybody challenging President Mugabe in ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, if ever, there are very few, you know.
Mm, interesting. Ndarigatende kunemwe muteereri mukoma Ernest. Makadi mukoma Ernest.
Ndiri pangu makadi newo mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa ndi mukoma Blessing mukoma Jonga vanoya nechitatu.
Ndi mukoma Blessing.
Oh.
Inini ndiri. Hello, babu mukoma.
Ndiri kukunzwa itaura izvi.
Hello. Inini ndiri kuti isisu tiri kushupika nemukuru uyu.
Mm-hmm.
Nokuti mukuru uyu ka haasi kutibatsira kana chimwe chinhu kana achidikana nevanhu sei achiwanza maCIO uyezve sei achiwanza mabodyguard ese pese paanenge ari kufamba kana ari president anodikana nevanhu ngaitewo sezvinoita vatsvangirai kana vari kufamba havafambiwa ini kana vanhu vakawanda nemasoja kana chii vanomugaidha ngaafambo sezvaita Nelson Mandela, president Nelson Mandela. Uyezve masanctions avari kutaura hapana zvaari kuti ndezvekunyepa kuda kuvhara vanhu vese vanenge vari kuda kutsvaga support. Apo pasupport yavo yavanenge vari kuda kutsvaga vanenge vari kutsvaga vachihwanda nenyaya yemasanctions. Isisi tiri kuchema kuti dai waisa United Nations pamaelections ari kuuya aya kuteera kuti isisu tiwanewo free and fair elections nokuti tanyanya kurohwa kuurayiwa kwevanhu nezvakapera kuwandawanda dzekuti munyika hatina ri mufaro tiri kungorara tichingombunyukidzwa mari hatina kana kukawana pensheni vanhu vari kudzingwa mabasa mitemo yese yakapera kuchinjwa to suit their needs iwo makambani avo vari kungovhura makambani vachingodzinga vanhu mabasa mapurazi vakatora izvozvo zvinotirwadza semhuri yezimbabwe kubva hondo takarwa tese asi kunoona zvinhu zvizhinji zvese zvakungoenda kuvanhu vashoma handizivowo kuti ipapapo panotwa sei mabato akawanda ava vari kuitawa vazhinji vacho vamwe vacho vari kutoseenzeswa sekuona kwangu
aiwa tinotendaamini
kuti mukoma ipapapo inini ndii handisi kugutsikana ndiringoti dai tawe vazhinji vese vari kutaura tidai United Nations yapindira pamaelections zvesovereign state zvaunotaura izvo ndezvekuda kuhwanda nechigunwe nekuti maelections vabiridzira kakawanda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ernest tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda Gibbs you heard that NSD is talking of many issues of course but he's saying that the bottom line is that only a few are benefiting you know when it comes to Zimbabwe's independence it appears it was mere flag and anthem independence nothing much changed economically and even socially for most Zimbabweans, except just a few elites. So he's saying this is why, you know, people are suffering this much. Gibbs.
Before we go to Mr. Mavinga, let me take some more messages. Again, Mr. Segawandi says he's making these journeys for his personal gains, most probably for his treatment. We need jobs for young people and investment in the health services. And then, Slomnumzanake, Ufanel King Tomite, Tulan Tube, Otikona, mina ngiboni ke ukuthi umugabe umongameli mugabe ubusani solokho kwaba le minyaka engu-37 sibuswa kodwa ngiboni ukuthi uyenzani angila jealous le ZANU PF kodwa ke iZimbabwe iyaphidlika kuzobuya ke upeace xwayizitha emkandla othi ye usekukile kakhulu ke umongameli Mugabe mbona ngazani ngasela ncedo ngitsho la kancane then kuzobuya ke umnomzana ke Honorable Henry Ngala uthi that assistance in whatever form or kind won't reach the people affected by floods. ZANU-PF is taking this disaster as an opportunity to raise funds to manipulate the elections in 2018. As Zimbabweans, we are suffering without assistance from the ZANU-PF government. With God, we'll overcome. So I'll just stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe if we don't have a caller. Let me go straight to Mr. Mavinga.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Mavinga, at the end of the day, we know that ZANU-PF activists are saying, you know, the president has got a right to travel, he's got a right to do this and that. But people are saying, no, the problem is with him. You know, he goes out and brings nothing. Do you have any example of Mr. Mugabe's travel that actually benefited the country? I hope there's one, right?
You see, I think the thing that we need to look at here, Gibbs,
mm-hmm.
is that, look, it's not only about President Mugabe going out with a huge entourage and bringing nothing back into the country. It's about the huge costs or the expense to the treasury in terms of foreign currency. When a country like Mugabe is saying there is no forex, there are no U.S. dollars in the country, the president travels with a huge group of followers, hangers on. This is really the gravy train. It is about, in a big way, about money. You know, the per diems, they get huge amounts of money per day for being out of the country, and they live in luxury in terms of the standards, the hotels, you know, the access facilities that they have. So it is like, if you like, people, groups of people around the president taking turns to accompany him for no purpose other than to make money out of the per diems, largely because President Mugabe does not need that large entourage, does not need to be going to every meeting outside the country. Look, Zimbabwe has got a good number of embassies, I've said before. And those ambassadors are representatives of the president. They can adequately represent President Mugabe. So he does not need to be traveling this much if it is not for per diems. So there is need to look at the patronage system as it applies to foreign travel, to these foreign trips. I have had people tell me on the ground that some of these small hangers-on around President Mugabe who are traveling with him, maybe CIO, maybe security details, when they come, they are building houses. So they would put on hold the construction of their particular house in wherever it is, in Harare or elsewhere. As soon as they come from a trip, they've got a huge wad of U.S. dollars. And they pay off the builders, they buy building material. So it is about personal benefit. And this is unfortunate because Zimbabwe does not need that at the moment. The country, its economy has collapsed. Zimbabwe needs people who think not only about themselves and their interests, but about the broader interests of the country, Zimbabwe at large. Look at the issue of the flood victims in Cholocho. They are basic needs. Look at what the president has spent on his birthday bash. Look at the report about the president supposedly buying his wife a $1.4 million ring. All these things show a leadership that is out of touch with the reality, a leadership that is not prioritizing, you know, the needs of Zimbabweans. Look at the modest needs of doctors and others and civil servants in terms of their bonuses and things like that. But priority is put on expenditure for foreign travel where you cannot pinpoint any particular benefit. In terms of just 2 days ago, the president was in Swaziland for an extraordinary SADC summit. Nothing really came of it because Zimbabwe was not directly involved in terms of what was happening. Today is in Mauritius. But in terms of the benefits for Zimbabwe, you would be hard-pressed to point to one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Do stay on the line. I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Honorable Joseph Chuma, also a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Thank you. Honorable Chuma, we know that the president is out of the country and many people are complaining, you know. They're saying the president doesn't bring anything home. And right now, there are some people appealing for food. you know, and we know that Zimbabwe needs about 200 million, you know, to rehabilitate its infrastructure following the heavy floods. So is the president really doing the right thing to go to, let's say, Ghana, to go to Swaziland, and now in Mauritius? What's your take on all that?
I'll tell you one amazing fact and truth of the matter right now. If the president had sat down and not gone to these trips where other heads of state are meeting, these very same people that are complaining were going to come in again and say, look, the president is too old. The president is failing to perform his mandatory duties that are endowed on him by the Constitution of Zimbabwe. That's why I was saying President Mugabe must go, etc., etc. And now that the president is performing his functions and duties of the office of the president of a republic, I find it very, very weird and very, very mind-boggling for anybody to come out and start complaining again and say that the president's troops are unnecessary and they're unwarranted. I'll tell you, it's a system, and it's a system that is adhered to globally. Heads of state go and meet, for example, the SADC issue in Swaziland. We were once the chair of SADC. Now it's being chaired by Swaziland. So should we boycott now? And the Mauritius trip, he has gone over there to meet other heads of states from other African countries to discuss and deal with issues pertaining to our own continent and our own nation in particular. So what is wrong with that? The problem here is that we've got a malice of mind, people that will never see anything good. If they see you right now riding on a donkey, they'll say you are very cruel. Why are you riding on a donkey? And then when you get out, when you get down and walk beside the donkey, they'll say you are very stupid. Why are you not riding on the donkey? And then at the end of the day, you end up not even knowing what you are supposed to do. So it's an issue of people that will always have something to say that is negative because they've been engrossed in this hatred for this man called Robert Gabriel Mugabe, which is very unfortunate. And now people will start making issues. They'll start talking about the floods, the flood victims in Cholocho. They'll start talking about the hunger issues in the country. But the honest truth is, what has that got to do with the functions of the president having to go there? Because I believe there are other state organs that are mandated and that are actually doing something about that. And there are humanitarian organizations that have been living up to their code of ethics and they are doing that to help people. There are individual groups. Well, we have stood up as well to say, let us give a helping hand. And all that in complementary of government efforts. And that is how normal society should be. So what is wrong with the president performing his duties as the dictate of the Constitution of Zimbabwe?
Mr. Mavinga?
This is the problem in Zimbabwe of extreme polarization and partisanship, where people are unable, for as long as they are associated with the ruling party, are unable to objectively look at the reality. Let's look at the Swaziland trip where President Mugabe attended. It was attended by less than 5 other presidents out of 15. Most governments with modest budgets and other priorities send either the foreign ministers or deputy ministers and things like that. So it's not that every other president was there. What we are simply saying is, look, we are not saying there shouldn't be discharge of these obligations, but Zimbabwe has got a foreign ministry, has got ambassadors all over the place. Those can discharge President Mugabe's mandate at a very lower cost. Why otherwise, why do we have those embassies that are also very expensive to maintain? We need to have priorities, and this is important. Because if you look at the budget, there are complaints. The finance minister says he's unable to pay bonuses for civil servants, he's unable to pay doctors, he's unable to pay this and that. And yet, all the time, almost always, the president's trip goes uninterrupted. In most cases, they are chattering the Air Zimbabwe, diverting routes and ensuring that the president is taken where he needs to go. And this is at a huge cost, not only to the fiscus in Zimbabwe, but also to Air Zimbabwe, which has collapsed, where Mugabe's son-in-law is supposedly in charge. But it's non-functional because of the huge cost of presidential trips. So, yes, it might be important for the president to be represented, but he does not have to be physically there himself if you look at the cost and also at the need for the president to be in Zimbabwe on the ground, providing leadership and discharging his constitutional duties to Zimbabweans, to the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Interesting topic, and of course, let's look at Zimbabwe floods in numbers. This is according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. 246 people are killed, 1,985 people made homeless, 2,579 homes damaged, 45 districts affected out of 59, and lastly, 72 dams breached. This is the humanitarian situation that we are talking about. Again,
now let's take let's just read to, some other messages from people on live on Facebook. We've got Kate West who says any international aid must be overseen by an international agency like UNICEF, etc., because we cannot be sure if the money will actually be used for aid under this government. Then Patinyati says, I'm watching you guys from South Africa. Then Kate West also says, no aid until President Robert Mugabe leaves office. The aid money will not be used for this cause. All we know, we know about what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Then we've got another guy, Mandla Dube, who says, I'm watching you live from my phone. Keep it up, guys. So I think he's watching us for the first time, right? Mm-hmm. Then we've got another message from Zakile, who says, ZANU-PF and their president must all go. We are fed up. Mm-hmm. You know, if people are saying that, it's not us, right? Mm-hmm. And then let's go to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, if you really listen to what people are saying, you know, they're saying something that is opposite to what you are thinking as ZANU-PF or government. So at the end of the day, they're saying, you know, it is really hopeless for the president to be hopping from one country to the other. So, but is there any, you know, can you give us an example where, let's say the president really brought something for Zimbabwe and said, well, you know, guys, I brought you this, you know? Any such example?
Yes, there are actually a plate of, I mean, of examples. Mm-hmm. There are deals that are churning up now. I mean, out of the president's visiting, I'll give you the example of the China deal and the Japanese deal now that has started taking place in Harare, as I speak, where I am currently. And there's that cooperation as well. Amongst our African countries.
But
yes.
Honorable Chuma, on the Chinese deal, we have heard a lot about the mega deals. What exactly, can you point to a specific project? Because we were told there was this Harare waterworks. It appears it has not worked. And the number of deals that they said they'd signed to turn around the economy, but it appears things are actually getting worse.
Well, I can definitely tell you that the deal that was supposed to be financed by the Chinese bank, it seems to be approved. The letter approved on Friday, and today there was signing of papers, and that power station that was supposed to be done in Mutare is actually now on the pipeline. So that's one boost for our economy, because as we go into this transition, we need a lot of power supply. So we are seeing all these deals coming into fruition now. But all I'm trying to bring to perspective is that when the president goes out, he goes out to carry out his mandate as the head of state for our government. And then we have got the 9 ministers that come up and stuff like that. I was listening to my dear brother Bavinga saying that other countries said probably ministers of foreign affairs and stuff like that. Yes, you can do that, but now this is why you start beginning to see the importance that we put into our bodies as Africans. Because now, if we don't take some of these things that seriously at that level of decision making, what are we trying to imply, and how do we grow as Africa? And hence, why we are still lagging behind in terms of growth. Whenever the G20 has called a meeting, I've never seen a president sending anybody else. Those guys stand up and they go to wherever that meeting is. And they meet as heads of state of those powerful nations, America, China, Britain, you name them, Germany. And they take their business seriously. And hence the growth. our growth here is being undermined by this simple fact that we want to undermine certain forums that are supposed to be there to help us as a people, as a continent, as Africans. And we need to start taking it seriously. Because honestly, yes, we can send ministers of foreign affairs, we can send permanent secretaries, we can send whatever as high-ranking government officials that we have. But are we taking the business of our continent seriously?
The question, Honorable Chuma, is why should that be Zimbabwe's business? Because people are saying that there's a serious humanitarian crisis. If Mr. Zuma, whose economy is performing well, is not even going, I mean, are these not situations where you expect the president to deal with the domestic issues, the electorate? By the way, it's not only Mr. Mugabe who is being criticized. Even here, Mr. Trump, you know, when he travels to Florida to his retreat there, Americans, the taxpayers are complaining that it's costing the nation a lot of money. So it's not only Mr. Mugabe, but we are looking at the situation here. In Zimbabwe, things are not well. In countries where, you know, their economies are doing well, they are not even sending their leaders.
I understand you very well. Mm-hmm. But now, if you look at most of these countries that you're talking about here in Zimbabwe, they are Western controls. They are donor funded. And, mm-hmm. And so that's how they begin not to take a serious concern for our matters as a continent, because somebody else is pulling strings on how they should run their economy, on how they should run their government businesses. And that is exactly where we begin to differ. To say, as Africans, let us be able to stand as Africans, Africa for Africa, and for every African. And now you get all sorts of rods, even up to places of mental instability, as you saw with the issue of xenophobia in South Africa.
Honorable Chuma,
I'm no longer mentoring each other.
Honorable Chuma, what's pan-African about flying to four different countries in 19 days when your people are starving? What's pan-Africanist about that?
That is why I said, do not look at it that way. The present struggle does not necessarily mean that everything else has stopped. Like I said, I went to Toronto myself personally with a contingent of members of society and government included to go and help out in the flood, to the flood victims in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I know that government put up a strategy of grain. I distribute, I make sure that people get grain in my constituency, in an urban constituency, for the first time in the history of Zimbabwe. Urbanites are getting food relief aid because we know that they are also not employed gainfully. So they need that assistance. So the assistance is coming. So it's not like everything has stopped because the president has to travel. Things are moving. The problem with us is that we don't get both sides of the coin. And most of the people that contribute in this station, unfortunately, are people that are anti the government, anti Zambia, anti the president.
But the good thing, Honorable Chuma, is they are all Zimbabweans. I think what unites them is that they are Zimbabweans. You know, they might not agree with you or they might not agree with us, but I think it's important to have dialogue without antagonizing anyone. Gibbs, let's have our callers.
Now, let's have Mnumzana Unkomo Okonareke Ebutswana. Baba Nkomo, kunja?
No, Baba Gibbs.
Ye Utini Nkomo?
Batu Nzondela Nkangaga, Nchala Mfona Li, Lebo Blessing, Nga Mfona
Li. Nito Zabantu, Baba.
Ya Zuti Kunja, Ndata Emizu, Ndagite Lesbaba.
Chela Min.
Yamazi babu Nkomo.
Hmm.
UJoshua.
Yebo yebo.
Zane address e White City, sale address e Khulume City. Loko libenzayo bantwana be Zimbabwe from Plumtree to Mtoko, from Beitbridge to Victoria Falls.
Hmm.
Wayehlanganisa izizwe zonke ze Zimbabwe, ishona umndevele, umkhalanga, konke amatonga konke. Engakhethi. Mm. Bayitshela bathi umfana loyo limngenise embusweni. Izakhala ngayo.
Mm.
Imali izaphela. Konke kuphela, amagetsi aphele, konke amanzi aphele. Namhlanje ndiyakubona kuphelile konke. Umntwana. Umntwana. Ochuma laba ningabafaka emaredweni. Abantwana abancane thina sesigijimela ama-60 kumbe ule 40 something years. Mm. Elikazilutho akwazi lokuphendule elikhuluma uyalivikela ukuthi likhuluma iqiniso. Kulokutshela ngelizwe leBotswana. Lele sihlala kile uthina kathesi. Mfundisa abantwana ekhaya. Uyeni kaphume elizweni, ubhode emakhaya kathesi izulu bemlalele enyuzini bebhoda ngale ngale emawuni ngale uyakwazi nje. Inika izalukazi ingubo, inika abantu amabhayibhile, banika konke bhoda, ekhangela amanzi athatha khona imfule, athatha khona imizi. Lokho kwenzakala elizweni. Kathi imali leyi ake nitshele ukuthi egadi maferemathina betshaya imali ezingaka, ezingaka ezisabenisa ezikwanisa ukuphilisa abantu izinyanga eziningi. Zisayinwa ngubani? Ivela ngaphi leyo? Who is sponsoring that money? Iphuma ngaphi? Isiphala semali sadiliki i-reserve bank. Kutsho ukuthi e-state house, kule bhenki ekubhengwa khona imali ukuthi cupha, uphaphe, cupha. Kodwa abazwela umdala umgabo wasebenza akusebenzayo wenza akwenzayo. Singeke sikhulume kuneyo. Mina odadewethu abangu-2 uyabona. Uyangizwa baba Gift?
Ye, ngulalele baba.
Baphuma emlonyeni we-AK-47. Ingqamu sezikhangela ukuthi zidule izisu. Ngale kukhuluma ngokunye, sizama inhliziyo zidabuka zivuka zisiba ngazo. Yabona mna eBotswana la? Kanti ngabantu abaningi daily besithi, ah baba, ulwazi lakho olokulima olungaka waluthatha nga. Bathi mina ngalicupha eZimbabwe. Mna ngihlale eHarare 12 and a half years ngisebenza. Yazi yonke i-secret yeHarare, ngokunjele ngeHarare mina. Ngokugangwe seHarare ngiyakwazi konke. I-reserve bank idilika. Abantu engangihlala labo babecupha imali e-reserve bank. Sibuza ukuthi bona bayicuphi nje. Kuza ibhenki le, ungabona ubulala isiphala somuzi baba Gift. Abantu abakobazahamba ngezigamba. Ngezigamba, even umama uzathunga ibhrukwe. Uyazi omama bathunga amabhrukwe.
Kodwa
nxa usenza njalo umama la uzathunga ibhrukwe. Abantu bakho bazafana le ndwangu. Uyabona indwangu zafaka izigamba ngokuthi zihlala emajeni. Ubuhlungu kakhulu madoda, sihlala egangeni. Ngawutshela ukuthi ngaphosa ngamfona nditshela ukuthi abantu abaminyanga le ephelileyo bahlaselwa isigebengu, isigebengu sisidile kathesi. Wabangenela ekhaya, ngezwa lami ukuthi ngabe u-TAK engangiyisebenzise le namba yayo nyayazi ukuthi ayingunamba bani, 360. Ngabe kuthiwa ngayilokho endlayo, nganza hamba yemdinga mina angangena ezandleni zamapholisi. Libe limfonela sikhulume, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Uyabona baba odabengonangaba badubeka sebedajukela amabhruku, kodwa bahlale begangeni ijomba bebezigqoka. Baba kuzwisa ubuhlungu, lingenzi njalo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu sibakhulule. Esizakwenza-ke sizakudinga sike sixoxe lawe kule sikhathi. Sixoxe kakhulu, kodwa siyabonga kakhulu.
Ukulobola khona ngaendaweni zakini evokolo uyakwazi elokuzeni, uyakwazi evokolo ethela bush
kakhulu kakhulu. So enza kwenza ndiza kufonela sike sixoxe singu-2.
Imfonele sibe sikoxe ngezikamagebhula sikoxe. Ngutshele mina umhlaba wonke la iZimbabwe ngiyazi yonke, akokuze ngitshele.
Thanks Nkomo. Hayi, kulungile Nkomo, ngiyabonga kakhulu baba.
Kubingelela u-Gift ukuthi angaceda amazinyo mane e-America, sidla izwija sinija mani.
Hayi no, ngiza kubhathela izwija eziningi baba. Thank you, hey.
Okay, labo lamankazana wonke elisebenza bonke ubatshele ukuthi baphile beze bakhokhobe.
Hayi, sibongile baba, thank you. Siyabonga.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yabonga. So that was Mr. Nkomo. He's very excited to join us here today, blessing. So he's saying a lot of things here. He says the president was even despised by Joshua Nkomo. And he said it openly that the person that we are electing is very dangerous. So he says Honorable Joseph Chuma is dodging a lot of questions. He must answer questions. And then at the end of the day, he says maybe there's some bank at State House where they're processing money for the president to travel. Yes, ke sithathe-ke umnumzana uNdebele oseCountryburg. Baba Ndebele, ungawutshona njani? Ye, kunjani Ndebele?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mnama, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphile kakhulu ke, phosa lakho Ndebele.
Ya, kathi kukhalelwane, kathi kwenziwe njani?
Ye, abantu bakhala ngoba umongameli ukhona ngale eMauritius, kade eseGhana, esuka lapho eSwaziland. Kube sokusithi kathesi abantu nxa sikhuluma-ke bafuna uncedo olutshiyeneyo, uyabona ukuthi badilikelwa izindlu, so ngani kuyahlupha khonokho ngempophoma zamanzi. So bathi bangakuhlanganisa khonokho kucina ngazani kuyaphehla nje inhliziyo.
Okay, hayi-ke ngile nto ezindlubezintathu ezilutshwane ngifuna ukuzikhuluma nje intesan emini.
Ah, very good.
Ya, okwakuqala ukuthi ngihlala ngisizwa abantu bekhuluma ngokuthi umgabe sekhulile lokhu lalokhuyana Loko mbona ngazathi ngacebisa abantu beZimbabwe bonke ababona ukukhulu kamgabe ukuthi bangakwenzi liyana siyi-personal provocation sebeqonda ngathi-ke umdala luyana lapha khona ngakho ngokuthi wazifaka yibo bona laba abantu asebekhulumayo bethi sekhulile abamfakayo nxa bebona ukuthi kona sekhulile ngabasebenzise indlela abamfaka ngayo ukumkhupha ngendlela enjalo hayi ukuthi bayesiya kumedia besiyakhupha ngokukhula kwakhe zathi zi-personal provocation xa sebatshaya bangahloli okuqala lokhu okwesibili ngifisa ukuthi ngikhulume ngokuthi bathi bona uyadlalisa imali kanjalo nje ngelokhu nalokuyana mina ngibona ngazathi angaze ngizwe ngizakhuluma njengalana okwakhuluma ngazi ukuthi bengabe ukuthi mina angazange ngizwe nangelinye ilanga omunye sikuma esithi mina ngengabona lo president ngamcebisa ngalokhu esikhomplaina ngakho upresident wo-ada abantu bonke bakhuluma bethonga ukhonkotha bengaphandle kwendlu bengafuna ukungena endlini bakhulume laye personally bamtshele ama-problems abakhwira ngawo babobonana abantu bayabenza iphutha duke
ye nyakozi okwesithathuyo
ndlela ngibona ngani hhayi akulokunenge ngakuthi ngizama ndikucebisa abantu mina ngisuke wezandleansiyo-opposite party mina ngiyizipra ngwayo oweqiniso ayikhona i-homemade le siyibona kadesi ngikhuluma ngezipra futhi njona sinesililo ngwayo ngowakhona and ngizaze ngise ngingowakhona asoze ngiguquke ngenhla ngenye imini ngoba nesizathu kodwa ngithi mina loba okusa njengoba laye yakhile uma kuthi wafakwa ngabantu nxa abantu bona bembona ukuthi hhayi sekukhulile ngabasebenzise indlela abamvotela ngayo bemfaka esihlalweni kuphela bangabe lokhu bemkhothoza ye lokho nalokhu hhayi lokho banani sebeqonde sithiwa yi-personali liyana which is not right
hawu endebele baba siyabonga
bese ngicebisa lokuthi bangamsoli uthuma nxa ekhuluma ngendlela akhuluma ngayo ngoba ukuthuma ungumuntu la oqhathiweyo kangeke akhulume into abayifunayo kumele uthuma akhulume into yomqhathi wakhe uqonde kakhulu ngokwenze njalo
hhayi sibongele kakhulu ndebele khona ngapho-ke ekhalanyona ungadina lokusasa ndex
hhayi ngiyabonga mnewet
ye bona abantwana. So that is Mr. Ndebele in Kautu Park in Bulawayo is saying that there's some people always saying that Mr. Mugabe is too old, but he says, this is the advice, remove him democratically, the way you put him there. And then he says, people are saying the president is wasting money, this and that. He says, is there anyone who has gone to him and told him that? You know, maybe it begs the question from MPs, have they ever discussed some of these issues or not, you know? So at the end of the day, I think they're the ones that I contribute to him.
Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. I think there's someone with a question for Honorable Chuma. I'll ask him later on. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Right. Chuma brought an interesting point. He said that, you see, with Mr. Mugabe, he's a pan-Africanist and he values African institutions. So people should understand him from that perspective. People might say President so-and-so did not go, but it only reflects badly on that particular leader because that person or that leader is not valuing African institutions. This is why Africa is lagging behind. Your response to that?
I think we just need to have our priorities right. We need to have we need a leader who values his own people first in a genuine and sincere way, who puts the interests of Zimbabweans above, you know, the pleasures and luxuries of traveling. Pan-Africanism, well and good, as long as it does not cost the fiscus, for as long as it does not take away material resources from the flag victims in Cholocho who desperately need support. It is an insult to those flag victims to hear that their leader is globe-trotting in the name of Pan-Africanism, and yet they are struggling to, you know, find clothes that are dependent on aid from well-wishers when their government could be doing a lot to support them. So this is the reality. And certainly it's not about the idea by the other caller that the president was democratically there and therefore should be democratic. Because there are a lot of contestations around the quality of elections, the amount and the levels of violence, the state machinery that was deployed, the intimidation, you know, the rigging, you know, the uneven playing field electorally. All those things need to be put, to be taken into account. But above all, we need a government that is seized with the matters of the day, a cabinet that focuses on the interests of the people, a politburo that does not consume itself talking about factionalism, but talks about the economy, development, and the needs of the people. You know, many of these so-called China deals are phantom deals, are pies in the sky. They are not there. They are not real. They are just, you know, sloganeering. They are for the purposes of propaganda. But the reality is that many a time, President Mugabe has returned home empty-handed for the people of Zimbabwe. Although we cannot say in terms of what is, in terms of the lining of the pockets of those around him who have been traveling with him, but certainly a number of these deals are phantom. They are not real. And I am sure Honorable Chuma would know that because the reality is that Zimbabwe, the economy is on its knees. The bonds are not working well, and the U.S. dollar is in scarcity, and people are suffering.
Thank you. Let's just quickly bring in our third guest. That is Mr. Henry Makiwa, Media Manager for World Vision UK, who was recently traveling to Southern Africa. And Mr. Makiwa, without preempting your report that you are going to produce, just tell us generally, what is the situation like in Zimbabwe in particular and the Southern African region in general?
Thank you so much for having me. I think the situation in terms of the humanitarian need remains quite critical. Mm-hmm. I think the issue which was brought in by the El Nino-induced drought and seemed to have been handled still remains with the country, because the rains have come, but they have come in a bigger way and have caused flooding in so many places. I'm sure you are aware, we've been discussing of how close to 250 people have died as a result of this flooding. So Zimbabwe has come from a place of drought and now is facing floods, which is a bit of a double whammy, really. And this is bringing a lot of suffering to people who were already vulnerable, people who are really poor, people who have been lacking in terms of food and other humanitarian needs. And with the coming of floods as well, we are seeing that an increase of potential outbreaks in diseases such as cholera, dysentery, and typhoid. So although we would have hoped that people will be recovering at this point in time, the situation in most cases has actually worsened.
Mm-hmm. And maybe let's also talk about donor fatigue. Zimbabwe, the first appeal was for 100 million. They got only 14.5 million. Is it easy for you to raise money for humanitarian assistance?
It is becoming increasingly difficult, and it is getting so because we are seeing larger crisis in terms of magnitude and need in other places around the world, and in general on the African continent as well, in particular looking at the region of the Horn of Africa, where a part of Somalia and part of South Sudan have actually been declared to be in famine. We are also looking at countries like Ethiopia, Niger, and Chad, which, as you know, have been facing the insurgents of the Boko Haram militants. And Yemen has also been declared to be indeterminate. So all these countries are facing humanitarian crises, which are considered to be worse than Zimbabwe or most of Southern Africa. So when you look at the distribution of donor funds, they are most likely to go to those places than to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now let's go to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you know exactly how much the president spends when he leaves the country?
I'm not privy to that figure, but as a simple follow-up on the matters that have been discussed earlier on, I would tell you that given our terrible situation where we hardly get any donor assistance, and also looking at some donor organizations, some non-governmental organizations, some of them, I will not want to paint a wrong brush to all of them. Some of them do very well, but some of them abuse these funds that they are given by their donors and use them for other ulterior motives. And that's what really makes them, the donors, be skeptical, because we are saying, let the donors come in independently and carry out their duties. If they want to come and aid, for example, the drought victims, they must come in and do that. If they want to aid the flood victims, they must do that. But unfortunately, some of them are actually hiding money for some certain agendas that they have, especially looking at the year 2018 coming close. But you see, if you follow even tweets, I always follow my good honorable Professor Jonathan Moyo's tweet on the Cholosho issues, or on how they're trying to alleviate the situation there. Mm-hmm. You will see that there's positivity. Despite our meagre resources that we have, there is a lot of effort happening, and every day the good professor tweets about that to update us, the readers and anyone concerned, to know what exactly is happening on the ground, which is what is positive. And I so much wish that had we all gotten that kind of gear to say, at times, let us not be partisan, but be patriotic enough to know that if we've got situations, let us deal with those situations. Then things will definitely be better. There are some donors, there are some agencies that are very good, I must say. But some of them, I can tell you, there's a lot to be desired by the way they conduct themselves, the way they would unleash money. Just watch and see. I wish you're going to call me sometime end of 2017, going to 2018. You'll see how much money is going to be unleashed on the ground for useless things, divisive things that are going to be causing people to be fighting and probably maiming each other, all in the name of regime change and all those sorts of dirty tactics. We should desist from that, because every life counts. You know, every injury counts. We need to actually channel our efforts, our energies, towards developmental issues, towards getting our country going forward, including you and me, to say, what am I doing for Zimbabwe, as a Zimbabwe?
Thank you. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
As we conclude our show, you heard what Honorable Chuma said there about donors abusing funds. But of course, if you ask opposition parties in Zimbabwe, is that hearing that from a ZANU-PF supporter is allowing the devil to run away with the pulpit. Your response?
No, Honorable Chuma has a point. But what I need to say is that ZANU-PF has been a culprit in interference in food aid distribution, as was established by the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. And President Mugabe sought to rubbish that finding. And the other thing with donor fatigue blessing is this. Mm-hmm. You have, in one report, the president allegedly buys his wife a $1.4 million ring. And on the other hand, begging for assistance. That is mind-boggling. You need to have your priorities right.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Gentlemen, we want to thank our guests this evening. Mr. Henry Makiwa, World Vision Media Director, UK, Honorable Joseph Chuma, and human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our excellent team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Good night, Zimbabwe.